The readings from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 to 21. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and how long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know that this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We're about to embark on this year's worldwide wave of prayer. It's really hard to say that. I've been practicing, but Thy Kingdom Come 2018. Now, we've done it for the last 2 years, and this is the third year, isn't it, Sylvia? We're going to be joining with thousands and thousands and thousands of other Christians across the globe to pray together over a period of 11 days. I think that's very, very, very exciting. I can tell by the looks on your faces that actually it's not rocking your world this morning. But hey, we're going to join in with thousands and thousands and thousands of other Christians across the world for 11 days to pray. I think that's absolutely fantastic. Why? Why is it rocking my world? Why should it really stir you? Because, you see, prayer taps the power of God on behalf of other people. Let me say that again. Prayer taps the power of God on behalf of other people and situations. So this morning, we're going to dig a little deeper into a prayer and faith. And also, we're going to see or explore how our children and our young people can strengthen us in our faith, can encourage us in our prayer life. So let's pray together now. Heavenly Father, help us to be excited about prayer and help us to learn something new about you this morning. Amen. I'd like you to think about this statement, please. There is no such thing as a junior Holy Spirit. There is no such thing as a junior Holy Spirit. Now, if you're a child, can you stand up? And if you're really small, I saw that, Matt. I know you feel like a child, but control yourself. You can have some sweets later. If you're really small, just once, can you stand on a chair so that we can see you? Oh, that's fantastic. Now, a lot of our children and young people are away today because they're taking advantage of weekends of sunshine. But just have a look at them for a minute. Because the same Holy Spirit that's working in their lives is the same Holy Spirit that's working in Sylvia's. Just think about that for a minute. You don't get a smaller version because you're under 18. You can sit down now. It's exactly the same. The Holy Spirit is exactly the same where you're 4, 5, 6, 20, 30, 40, 50. He's exactly the same. He's still as powerful. He's still as amazing. He's still as active. He's still as wonderful. So if it's the same Holy Spirit working in the lives of our children and our young people, I think God's teaching us something here. You see, do we teach our children at home to respond to God the Holy Spirit? Do we encourage them to listen to God the Holy Spirit? And do we invite them to share with us, the family of God here at CSK, what he might be saying to them? Actually, do we even acknowledge that our children can teach us anything about faith, about prayer? Because they can teach us so much, because it's the same Holy Spirit in them as in us. There's no such thing as a junior Holy Spirit. Right, before we go any further and explore this, could Ben bring up parcel one for me? Come on up, Ben. Could you dig in there and dig out what's inside, please? Okay. And whilst he's doing that, can we have the next picture up? Does anybody know what football strip that is? Who? Leicester. See, I don't know a thing. I picked that because, you see, there's this young girl and she's really going for it. Come on, Leicester, or whatever they say. And she's praising and she's cheering her team. Wow, what's amazing. That's fantastic, that is. Do you know what? I think God's trying to tell us something, because Sylvie's already been talking about thanks and praise, and I'm going to say something about that now. Now, I'm not sure if this is going to work, Ben. Can you flip that switch this way? You didn't expect... You said it was a candle, didn't you? That's not a candle. Okay. Thank you very much. You can take those to share with the family. Do you know that? This is a bit old, and I think it was from the World Cup. Was it? Something like that. But it's nearly hallelujah, isn't it? Alle, 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 hallelujah, alle. Yeah, anyway. The thing is, it's easy to come here and praise God and say, oh, thank you, God, praise your name. And then we go home and get caught up in the stuff of life. And we forget to praise God and thank him. Jesus said in the Lord's Prayer, right at the very beginning, our Father, hallowed be your name. Holy is your name. Amazing is your name. Adored is your name. Every time we pray and come to God, we just say, Alle, 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 Alleluia, shouldn't we? That's what I want to start with today. Let's get into the habit of talking praise to God. Let's be thankful, not just on a Sunday, but whenever we come to God in prayer. Now, Harry's got parcel number two. Where's Harry? Come on up. I'm afraid it's not quite as exciting as that. But never mind. Can you take... Oh, now you've got to be very careful. Pull it out. Can you do it? Two hands might be required here. Oh, well done. There's some sweets in there for you to share with your family. Okay. Wow. Do you know how old this book is? I am younger than this book. I wish to make that abundantly clear. This book is 150 years old. Wow. Yeah? You can go and sit down. Thank you so much for bringing that up. 150 years old. I just wanted to share with you this before I have a look in this book. A little boy was kneeling by his bedside saying his prayers with his grandmother and his mother. Dear God, he said, please bless Mummy and Daddy. Please bless all my family and give me a good night's sleep. And then suddenly he looked up and he shouted, and don't forget to give me a bicycle for my birthday. There's no need to shout like that, said his mother. God is not deaf. No, said the little boy, but Grandma is. The thing is, God is not deaf. My daddy gave me this book, and it's packed full to the brim of exciting and wonderful stories, true stories of faith and prayer and answers to prayer. I'm not going to read much of it because it will take too long. But I want to just tell you a little bit of a story that I read that has impacted me again and again and again in my life. Because there is no such thing as a junior Holy Spirit. This happened to a four-year-old girl 150 years ago. Jenny was only 4 years old. As soon as work was finished, she climbed up onto her mother's lap. She amused herself for a little while, winding string in and out of her fingers. But then she began talking in a very quiet voice. When I say my prayers, God says, shh, angels, while I hear a little noise. And her mother said, what noise is that there, Jenny? It's my noise, said Jenny, when I say my prayers. And isn't that a wonderful thought it says in here? I wonder how many of us realize that even though God is surrounded by thousands and thousands of angels and harps and all kinds of praise going on in heaven, but he always hears a little noise. Whether that's a child's little noise of prayer, or your little noise of prayer, or my little noise of prayer. God always hears our prayers. He's never asleep. He never slumbers, the psalmist said. And he even knows the thoughts of our hearts. I wonder if we wrote a book like this, and you can come and have a look at it afterwards. If we wrote a book like that today, how many wonderful stories of faith and answered prayer would be in it? This is a picture of my son Daniel. He's about 5 years old here. And one day he taught me something about prayer. And I hope it'll encourage you, because our children can teach us so much. There's no such thing as a junior Holy Spirit. Daniel was always getting earache. Hands up if you've ever had earache. It's horrible. And I'd taken him to the doctors, and the doctor said, oh, he's got a humdinger of an ear infection, Mum. I'm going to give you antibiotics. Dose him up with the Calpol, but you're in for a bad night. Do you know there's one thing no parent wants to hear? You're in for a bad night. Praying with Daniel by the bedside, he's crying, oh, please, take the pain away. And I say, I can't, Daniel. I can't. You'll feel better in the morning. How weak is that? And then he said those words that I should think most parents would think, oh, no. He said, can we ask Jesus to take the pain away? And my faith went, Daniel's was that big. Mine was that big. Oh, God, help me. I don't know if I can do this. Of course we can ask Jesus to take the pain away, Daniel. I bet you know what kind of night we had, don't you? Wonderful. Nothing did he feel that night. It was amazing, because there is no such thing as a junior Holy Spirit. And Daniel that night taught me one of the biggest lessons of my life. Now, every week we have This Time Tomorrow spot, and Matt, come on down, Matt, it's your time to shine. Matt is going to come and share with us this time tomorrow. Now then, where did I put those sweets? I'm not going to let you go without any sweets. There we go. Right, there we go. Well, I know, you see, you stood up about being a child. So, Matt, I know not tomorrow because it's bank holiday, okay? What will you be doing sort of, this time tomorrow, but next week?
So I've literally just finished my last job. That was on Friday, so I start a new job on Thursday in IT support. So I don't know what I'm going to be expecting.
Right. So how do you feel about starting a new job?
Exciting. It's a lot closer to home, which makes my life a bit easier. Getting to and from work. I'm only in for 3 days and then I'm off for 4 days because it's mine and Becky's 10th wedding anniversary.
Lovely. Awesome. So he starts for 3 days in his new job and then he has a holiday. That's the way to go, man.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's pray for Matt as he starts his new job. As he says, starting a new job is exciting, but it can also be a bit nerve-wracking. So let's pray for Matt. Heavenly Father, we do pray for Matt in faith because you answer our prayers. We pray that as he starts his new job, you will be with him, you will watch over him, you will excite him, but also equip him for every role that he faces. And we also rejoice with him and Becky at their anniversary as they spend some time together. Amen. Thank you very much. Let's give him a round of applause as he sits down. That's fantastic. Could we have parcel three? Oops. Let's put that up there. Parcel three. We've got Nirvana and Rosa. We've got two people doing this one. Come on up. Lovely. Thank you. And would you like to take out what's inside there? There we are. You can have one end each. What is it? Yeah, I have one of those before I had a mobile phone. It's very difficult getting it in my handbag, though, I have to say. Let me just give you the sweets before you go. Right, so if for those of you who don't know, it is a device for talking to each other. I never really had much success with these. I probably was doing something wrong. But if you wanted to speak to Rosa, what would you do? Yeah, go on then. And if you wanted to hear, where would you put that? Head, foot, on your ear. Exactly. Thank you very much. Okay. Stop! Have you noticed that when you say stop, very often there is silence? Not for very long, but there is a moment of two of silence. Thank you. If you'd like to go and sit down and share those sweets with your family. Do you know there's no such thing as a junior Holy Spirit? Isla was just 5 years old and she was saying bedtime prayers with her mummy and daddy. They had been taught, Esther and Isla, to listen to God when they said their prayers, just for a moment or two. And on this particular evening, their daddy was going off to run a youth conference. After a moment or two of silence, Isla, 5 years old, said, "God's given me this, Daddy. Why are they doing this?" And she started doing this on her arm. Now, Isla could not possibly have known the significance of that. But because she had given God the chance to speak to her, her daddy went off to the youth conference that night and said, "Some of you are self-harming here tonight. God knows about it. God loves you. And we would like to pray with you tonight." And because Isla shared with her father what God had said to her, young people were prayed for, helped, and healed. There's no such thing as a junior Holy Spirit. Sylvia.
I just want to share with you that when our children were little, Adam was about 6, we went away for a whole parish weekend with our church. And the children had gone to bed. We had one of those baby monitor alarm things, and I had one end in the room. And Adam and my other two children knew that we were going to be praying in the room. And Adam wanted to speak to me. And so his voice came down the monitor. "Mummy, Mummy, it's Adam, not Jesus. Because Adam knew that we were going to be listening, and he knew as a child that God speaks to us. And two Sundays ago, I'm going to be really honest with you now. I get really, really, really nervous before our annual church meeting. Don't ask me why. It's because before God called me to this role, I was a very shy person. So the formality of the meeting, and I'm up front and everybody's out there and I don't know what's going to be asked, and I get really nervous. And so the Sunday before the Monday, the youth were listening for words for people. And at the end of the service, quite a few people had gone out of this space, and the youth came in, and one of them had this piece of paper. And if you look at the drawing, I'm going to leave it at the front here, you'll see that the person on this picture, I've only just started growing my fringe out, but their fringe is to the side, hair length about mine, comes in and went, "Sylvia, we've got a word for someone with blonde hair." And I've looked around, and there's only you here. I think he was probably a little bit nervous that, oh my goodness, I'm going to give a word to the vicar. And he also knew it was on the back. And then on the back, it says, "Do not be afraid. God is with you." Now, of course, I should know that for every second of every day that God is with me, because I'm the vicar. But even as the vicar, I still sometimes lose sight for a few moments and just think inwardly, and that blessed me and encouraged me to go, "Stop it, Sylvia. Don't be nervous about tomorrow night. It's going to be okay. Yes, there's all the formal bits that you just have to get right, but I'm with you. There's no such thing as a junior Holy Spirit. And God speaks to our children, our youth, and us as adults too." I'll leave this at the front. You're very welcome to come and look at the picture. It's a very good likeness.
Thank you, Sylvia. Can we have our next slide, please? So listen to God. Stop from time to time. Stop. Find a moment every day to stop, just for a moment, to listen to God. You see, prayer is a dialogue. It's a two-way thing. It's between two persons, God and man, God and you, God and your children, God and our young people. And in any loving relationship, surely our Heavenly Father will want to speak to us. But you know, prayer is jolly hard work. I find it hard work. But prayer's holy work. Did you know that God has a more difficult time finding people to pray than any other assignment? Let me say that. God has a more difficult time to find people to pray than any other assignment. Why is that? Why does he find it so hard to get us to pray? Well, because it's a battle. When I was a young Christian in my teens, like some of ours are here, I had this told to me and I found it really helpful. When a Christian reads the Bible, the devil gets worried, okay? But when a Christian prays, he trembles. When you read your Bible, the devil's worried, but when you pray, he trembles. Because it taps into the power of God, doesn't it? It taps into the power of God on behalf of others and into situations. And the devil is no match for the power of God. That's why it's hard. But it's wonderful, prayer. It's powerful, it's exciting, and it's worth it. Just to close, we've got a quote. I'd like to share this quote from "Thy Kingdom Come." During the next 11 days of "Thy Kingdom Come," it is hoped that everyone who participates will deepen their friendship with Jesus, bring others to know Jesus perhaps for the first time, or get to know him better, and that every aspect of their life, their prayer life, is full of prayer. Every aspect of our lives should be full of prayer. Now we're going to have a prayer day. Can we have a look at the prayer day slide? Please, if it's up there. Yep, we're having a prayer day on the 16th of May here. We're going to open at 6 o'clock in the morning and it goes on to 10 o'clock at night. The challenge is, will you find just a few moments during that day to come here to spend a little time in prayer? There'll be lots of activities to help you. But you're going to be so busy that in that whole period of time, you can't just find a few moments. And to help you in your prayer at home, we're going to send every household home with one of these. It says, Father, your kingdom come. And down the side, there are five spaces for you as an individual or as a family group to write the name of five people that you'd like to pray for. Put it on your front or your back, to whichever door you leave, you use to leave your house. So every time you go out of your house, you see that and you say, Father, your kingdom come for these people. For these people that I am praying for. Let's close, shall we? Let's remember these things. That prayer's exciting, powerful, worth it, a battle. It taps the power of God on behalf of others. And there is no such thing as a junior Holy Spirit. God is working in all of us. He's waiting to hear from all of us. And he's longing to speak to all of us, all ages. Thank you.